Right now at Mitsubishi, you'll get 7 years warranty, plus up to $1,500 worth of accessories. See your Mitsubishi dealer.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
A bombshell on the northern beaches today, MG, as Adam Fanua-Blake asked Manly for a release from his contract with 2 years to run.
Yeah, Liam, that's a massive blow to the Seagulls. At his best, this and last season, Fanua-Blake's been one of the best and most damaging props in the world. Not just in the NRL, but in the world.
Well,
massive blow for Manly. Massive.
We're going to talk about possible destinations for Fanua-Blake shortly. Possible replacements that Manly should chase as well. I mean, you know, when you got Trebojevic's and DCE, you need some punch up forward. We're going to get to that very shortly. West Tigers superstar. No, I shouldn't call him a superstar. He's not there yet. Rising star.
Yeah, that's better.
Harry Grant is going
to
join us for the first time.
Soon to be superstar.
On the cusp, perhaps.
On the cane cusp.
MG, you got a power rankings for us tonight. Origin related.
Yeah, those players who have to really put in a big 2 weeks in the final NRL of the NRL proper season to push their claims for an origin berth.
I like it. And just before 7 o'clock, we're going to dissect the enigma that is this Joseph Suaalii situation. Get Adam McDougall in to help us out with this one. But up next, Manly fans, 133353. Your club, top of show tonight. Adam Fanua-Blake has asked for a release. Should the club let him go? Where do you think he'll end up? Who would you like the club to chase as his replacement? We're going to get into that all next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. MG, I'm actually getting a little bit nervous ahead of Harry Grant joining us in about 10 minutes.
Why is that, buddy?
There's been so much hype around the kid this year.
Yeah, but he's a country boy. He'll be nice and easy on us.
Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath. Harry Grant from the West Tigers is set to join us. Grant, sorry. Grant, I've got to get his name right too. I've got to drop that South Australian twang. Harry Grant is going to join us very shortly, but let's do this.
Trending now.
Big news out of the Insular Peninsula, the Northern Beaches today, with the Manly Warringah Seagulls releasing a statement that Adam Fanua-Blake has expressed his desire to relocate out of Sydney with his young family at the end of the 2020 NRL season. He has sought permission for his manager to discuss this possibility with a small number of NRL clubs, MG, presumably those not based in Sydney.
Well, yeah, he'll be a much-wanted commodity. They'll be lining up to get him. It's actually a double blow for Manly because Corey Waddell, up-and-coming promising back rower as well, has signed with the Bulldogs, I think, as well. So he was with Trent Barrett at Penrith in the lower grades, and now he joins him. So it's a double blow for the Seagulls. And I think it's out of one of three teams. I know that the Warriors have tabled a massive offer of about 2.5 mil over 3 years, which is, according to the Telegraph today, is $800,000 a year.
Good cabbage.
Thank you very much. I would go to either the Warriors if I was Adam. I would go to the Storm. Obviously, everyone wants to go to the Storm. Or Canberra Raiders. With Josh Papali as my fellow bookend. I could see them causing a lot of menace between them if they were to team up.
Some genuine punch. Manly has said that they will look favourably upon a request to release Adam from the final 2 years of his contract as long as the Seagulls receive fair and reasonable compensation. So that's the stumbling block, no doubt. Obviously, the Warriors have got some cash they're happy to splash for him, but Seagulls want fair and reasonable compensation. Tony on the Central Coast has called through. Tony, Manly supporter, are you happy for the club to let Adam Fanua-Blake go?
Well, not really, because, you know, for the last couple of years, he's probably been our best forward. But on the other hand, if it's family matters or whatever reason that goes on that you don't really know about, you can't keep a bloke from his family or like his parents. And especially with COVID times, I think it's a lot different than it's been in the past.
Yeah, nice point.
I'd hate him to go to Melbourne. but anywhere else, you know, and if it's all family reason and everything, well, that, you know, you got to look after your family these days. So, you know, whatever's best for him, it should be. But the idea of getting someone in return or maybe being able to purchase someone in return, I think that's sort of pretty fair in this day and age as well.
Yeah, very nice point, Tony. MG?
Well, I think with the Warriors, if it is the Warriors, Liam, you've probably got two or three players you get for that price. for Manly. You know, I mean, Manly could get Adam Blair, I suppose, for a swan song.
He's been told he doesn't. He's been told he's not required. No, he's surplus to requirements, isn't he?
Yeah. But they've got a couple of young players over there who could be good for Penrith. Look, I think if I was Desi Hasler, I'd look at Brisbane and look at a couple of forwards there who seem to be treading water. One is Matty Lodge, and the other one is Offaly Gowie, who is also being told, I think, that he's not wanted as well. So, look, there's going to be people lining up to go to Manly because of who they are. It's just a massive blow for Adden, and if it's personal reasons, these are one of these instances where the club have quickly said that they're going to let him go and not worry. You know, there's obviously something going on that we don't have to know about.
No.
And let's just hope that everything's okay with him.
Fair enough. Michael Carayannis, also MG, reporting that Dean Young has officially told the Dragons of his plans to move on next year. So with Hook Griffin coming in to coach for the next 2 years at the Dragons, obviously Shane Flanagan has already been informed he's not required, and now Dean Young has told the club that he will be moving on, presumably to the North Queensland Cowboys.
Yeah, all the Knights, I'm hearing. Yeah, the Cowboys are all the Knights. So
okay.
Watch this space.
Well, either way, he's heading north up the coast. Best of luck to Dean Young. But it means that Anthony Griffin, it's his show. There's no carryover. It's his show.
You know what, Liam? When you've got 2 years to prove yourself, I think you've got to have a clean slate. And that's exactly what's happening with Hook Griffin.
All right. Speaking of proving yourself, this gentleman joining us next, Harry Grant, he has done that time and again this year.
What'd you dress up for tonight, by the way?
I'm nervous. I've never spoken to Harry before. He's, you know, I'll tell you what, this bloke doesn't play in a dinner suit. He rolls the sleeves up. Harry Grant from the West Tigers joins us next on the Rush Hour with MG and Lee.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. MG, you've got some power rankings coming up very shortly where you are going to rank the 5 to 1 players who need to impress over the next two rounds if they want to be a part of Origin.
Something tells me our next guest might feature.
Well, it is with great pleasure that for the first time on the Rush Hour with MG and Liam, we welcome in this man from the West Tigers for now, Harry Grant. G'day, Harry.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Fantastic, Harry. Great to have you on the show, buddy. We're just talking off air before we spoke to you. Do you know in 20 or 30 years' time, you're going to be a fantastic trivia question? Who are the first two players were the first loan system in the NRL? Harry Grant and Paul Morosky.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when you look at it that way, isn't it?
Look, for all the reasons we know, it's been an amazing year. First time ever in a pandemic. How's it been, mate, first of all, living in the rugby league bubble?
It's obviously obviously been a bit challenging with all the restrictions and that, but wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, play NRL week in, week out this season, and yeah, it's been pretty special.
Harry, you take on the Melbourne Storm this weekend, the club you are contracted to. What text messages have been going back and forth? Who's been getting stuck into you? What's the feeling like?
Nothing too much yet. I've sort of try to stay a little bit away from it. I think I'm pretty bit of a smaller bloke in the middle of the field, so I know I'm going to be copping plenty of traffic.
What, not even Cooper John sent something to you? What, the Coops?
Yeah, I might have to try and get the game plan out of Coops if he's not playing.
Tell us a bit about how it all came to be that Harry Grant ended up from Rockhampton down to the Melbourne Storm, the juggernaut of the club it is.
Yeah, sort of just throughout school. I got picked up through the Storm system and had a couple of years with their 20s. Which was actually based up on the Sunny Coast, a sort of a phase where they were sort of progressing out of the under-20s days into Q Cup. So, yeah, had 2 years on the Sunny Coast with the Storm 20s and then, yeah, moved down to Melbourne after that.
Harry, your time with the West Tigers, the season you've put together has been one out of the box, and for all the right reasons you are on people's lips when it comes to State of Origin. Has there been any moment this year where your current teammate Billy Walters has just handed you the phone and said, hey, Harry, Dad's on the phone. He just wants to have a quick word. Have you spoken to Kevy?
I've spoken to him a little bit, but it's just more so friendly chat, seeing how we're travelling in the situation that we're in with footy and the COVID and that. But, sort of been pushing Bill like the last few weeks, trying to get a bit out of him, but he hasn't budged at all.
We know Cameron Smith. How I think he's the best player that I've ever seen. He's the GOAT of rugby league. You've had a chance to rub shoulders with a great man for a couple of seasons now. We see what he does on the field. What makes Cameron Smith, Harry, so good away from the field of play?
I think his work ethic. I think he's always at training, giving it his all, and you know, he probably has a right to miss training or miss drills here and there, but you never see him sitting on the sidelines or sitting out a drill. He's always the first one in and just leading the way. So I think that, it's definitely helped him along the way. But, yeah, it's you know, playing it to Smithy that has got him till Harry's up.
What's the chink in the armour that you're going to exploit on Saturday against the great man?
Oh, I can't tell you that, mate. Nah. He might be listening.
he is, mate. He streams us from Sunshine Coast.
You know what I like about that, MG, though? That tells me that Harry's got something. That tells me, Harry, that Harry's found something.
He's got it. I mean, this is an opportunity for H to strut his stuff against the best in the game. Why wouldn't you have something?
Hey, Harry, we speak about Cam Smith, amazing career. You've had the opportunity to learn under him. But this season, you've had the opportunity to play alongside a man. We don't know where his career goes next. Benji Marshall. Do you think he has what it takes to still play at the highest level next season?
Yeah, for sure, mate. What he does at training day in, day out, it shows you how good he really is. He's a freak and, you know, he's got that desire to play again next year. And yeah, I'm uncertain where it'll be, but I think he'll definitely add to a team next year, wherever it is.
We keep hearing as well, Harry, that yourself and Brandon Smith have clauses in your contract that if Cameron Smith plays again, your management has said, well, we can go somewhere else. Is that true?
Yeah, but I think, you know, at this moment in time, I think, you know, it's always the way of the loan deal was to come up here for a year and then and return at the season's end. So, yeah, I think that's the way it's going to be at the stage.
Well, Harry, we appreciate you giving us some time. For a man who's joined the West Tigers with so much hype and expectation, you've delivered in spades. We can't wait for this game on Saturday. The Storm sitting second on the ladder against the West Tigers, who... You're going to become part of that rich history of finishing ninth, Harry, that the club has had over the last couple of seasons. But it is going to be an absolutely cracking game. We wish you the best of luck and to the Tigers on Saturday afternoon.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
It's back and better than ever in 2020.
Better than Lego, as they say.
Well, it's pretty much the same, but it's pretty good. Oh! The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And Liam Flanagan, MG. More player news. Josh Adokar, we know he wants out of Melbourne Storm, wants to come back to Sydney next year. West Tigers is the club that is reportedly in negotiations, and the Storm have given him a timeline. They've told his manager that they want some progress before next week, otherwise they're putting it on hold until the end of the season.
Yeah, very similar to what Adam Fanua-Blake's going through. Personal reasons he wants to come back to Sydney for, but they want someone who is kind of in the same bracket as Adokar, and they went half an Offaluma, the Storm, but at the moment, West Tigers won't budge on that. So
pretty hard
moment,
to find somebody who's of equal value to Josh Adokar.
Yeah, well, I think Offaluma would be. Mm. I think that'd be like for like. I think that's probably the only player. Maybe Adam Dewey at the Tigers or Tommy Talau potentially could be a player they'd look at, but the Tigers wouldn't let them go.
Can I suggest something crazy?
You can, always.
West Tigers get the Fox. They give Alex Twoll to Manly. Manly give Adam Fanua-Blake to the Warriors. And the Warriors send, I don't know, David Fusatua to the Storm.
Do it. I'll give you permission to do that, to sign that deal.
All right, get Andy Abdo on the phone. We're putting the deal through. Rush,
you, my friend. Show me the money.
MG and Liam on Triple M Power Rankings next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Brought to you by our mates at Mitsubishi. 2020, it is, to say it's been full of twists and turns has been an understatement, MG.
Oh, you can say that again, baby.
But with renowned Mitsubishi reliability, you'll always know the road ahead. And with Mitsubishi's 7 years warranty and 3 years free servicing, that's 10 years of value they're hooking you up with, you get more peace of mind and more time to have the time of your life. Peace of mind. That's what we all
want. Peace of mind. That's what we all crave.
All right. Well, let's break up that peace of mind with a bit of this.
What's this, what country does this remind you of? Where would you like to be on a beach right now?
On a beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my shirt off.
Yeah, we've both got our shirts off. I'm thinking we should be on a beach somewhere. Maybe Ibiza? You're going to Ibiza?
This, mate, I'd take a Queensland beach.
I'll take Burley Beach at the moment.
MG, power rankings.
The field of tonight is all about origin. Obviously, with only 2 weeks of competition proper remaining, there's a lot of players who are in the hunt for an origin berth, but these guys need a huge performance in the last two games to make their origin credentials a little bit more authentic.
I imagine, especially if they're not going to be playing finals.
Well, some might be, some mightn't be.
Okay. All right, here we go. Let's get into it.
5.
Well, this guy won't be Ben Hunt. He is the incumbent hooker for Queensland, but at the moment, I think he would be third seeded, maybe.
Wow.
I think Jake Friend, who will be playing semi-final footy and maybe playing grand final footy, could be the leading contender for the number 9 for Queensland. I think the one I would be picking if I was the Kevvy Walters would be Harry Grant.
Okay.
Then we've got Ben Hunt third in the pecking order.
Jeez. Well, he's the incumbent. Incumbency always plays a part, as you say.
Not when you lose a series, it doesn't.
No, true. And although the Dragons are doing him a favour, at least by picking him at 9 and not picking him in the halves.
And Kevvy's very loyal. Poor Vaughan. Vaughan's had a different year. We spoke to him in isolation, and he was struggling a bit with, you know, just being cooped up. And he's the type of guy who likes to get out and surf and do a lot of, you know, adventurous things. And I think some way, shape, or form has kind of impacted his season and a couple of injuries. And he hasn't been the poor Vaughan we've come to grow and love. So he needs a couple of big games to finish his season for the Dragons. And what better way to start with against the incumbents, Saifidi and Clemmer?
3.
Harry Grant, we spoke to him in the show earlier tonight, and he won't be playing finals footy, but you got the feeling that he will be somewhere in Origin for these games in November. You just get the inkling, don't you, Liam, that he'll be playing some type of role in Origin series, whether it's off the bench, where they start with Jake Friend maybe, and maybe bring him as a 14, or they just say, you know what, let's bite the bullet and let's put him there at number 9. He's going to be there for another 10 years. Let's do it now.
At the least, you would imagine he's the 18th man in the squad.
Oh, he'll be involved.
At the least.
I've got no doubt he'll be in the 17.
Really?
Yeah, he'll be in the 17. This guy is growing and growing and growing by the game. And at 22 years of age, he looks like he's been a first grader for a lot longer than that.
Mm. All right.
2.
Blake Ferguson. He will be playing semi-final footy, but has had a strugglesome year. Only crossed for the 1 try, and I'm not counting that as why he struggled, but he just doesn't seem to be the same Fergo, the flamboyant Fergo that we've come to love. Without any worries, we're just letting his wings flap, and he just seems to be constricted in some way, shape, or form, and I think that's because of the Parramatta attack, to be honest. I think he's a byproduct of exactly why Parramatta are going so ordinarily this time of year, is because they haven't got the ball to him or Sivo, and Sivo's been down in form a bit as well, as has, by coincidence, or is it a coincidence, Waka Blake and Michael Jennings. Yeah. So you can only get the ball that you're being given when you're on the wing. You can't come looking for it, because then if there's an opportunity out wide and you're not there, you get your bum kicked.
MG, power ranking the players that most need big performances in the final 2 rounds if they want to play Origin in 2020. At 5, we had Ben Hunt. At 4, we had Paul Vaughan. At 3, we had Harry Grant. 2 was Blake Ferguson. And
1.
Tommy Turbo. Turbo gets the strutty stuff after being out for a long time, and all eyes will be on Tommy. We know that Freddie loves him as a player. He played out of position quite admirably, along with Jack White in the last series in the centres. But them hamstrings are a worry. Them hamstrings, all eyes will be on them this weekend when they play, and next weekend. And if he pulls through okay, he'll be in the squad. He'll be in the team. But I tell you, he needs to prove that his hamstrings are 100%, and he gets an opportunity this week. But I'm crossing my fingers for big Tommy Turbo.
All right, very nice power rankings, MG. The 5 players that need big performances in the 2 remaining rounds of the regular season. Up next, this is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam. We are going to dissect the dilemma that is this 17-year-old Joseph Suaalii, and we're going to bring in friend of the show Adam Mad Dog McDougall to help us do
it. Oh, I can feel a hypothetical coming along.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We welcome in friend of the show, the man we speak to every week, the host of the Health Hacker podcast. Go and check it out at podcast1australia.com.au or wherever you get your podcasts. Adam Mad Dog McDougall. G'day, Mad Dog.
G'day, boys.
Gentlemen, I want to get your take on the issue, the ever-present issue, it seems, that is Joseph Suaalii, this teenage prodigy, this 17-year-old kid. The latest development, as reported by Adrian Prezenko of the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, is that Joseph Suaalii's management has gone back to Souths with a counter-offer of wanting 5 years, but wanting get-out clauses, basically allowing him to depart so we can maybe go and play a bit of rugby union if it suits him. Now, Wayne Bennett, the coach of South Sydney, spoke to the media this morning, and here's what he had to say about young Suaalii.
I think we've closed the door. I don't think either party's closed the door, but we're certainly at this point in time, he's not coming here. We've been keen on him for 12 or 18 months, and it just hasn't worked out. We thought it was a very good offer, and there's a lot of things going on for him, so they come back with some conditions. And as I said, it may not be final yet, but certainly is from our point of view at the moment.
Hypothetical situation, gentlemen. I want you to put yourself in the shoes, not of his manager, but of his confidant, of a counsellor, of somebody who can give some sage advice to this young kid. Mad Dog, what would you be saying to Joseph Suaalii right now about his future?
Well, I'd be saying the most important thing is that character is something you can't buy. So your actions are going to obviously leave footprints of your character, and, you know, chopping and changing and putting clauses in and stuff like that really isn't a good reflection of your character. And I would be encouraging him as his manager not to be signing a long-term deal. I mean, this guy could be anything. And if he's as confident in his ability as he's, I suppose, with his negotiation skills, I'd be advising him to really just sign a short-term deal anyway. Why lock yourself in for 5 years? If you've got that much potential, back yourself. Sonny Bill Williams does it all the time. He signs one-year deals, and that, you know, allows him to move on if he looks for greater challenges. So, yeah, I'd be advising him to stick to his word and make sure that to make the fact that there is no problems in the long term, make sure he signs short-term deals.
Yeah, this guy has the rugby league world basically buzzing because of a Harold Matthews season where he was untouchable for the Rabbitohs. He's 17 years of age. South Sydney have offered him a three-year deal, $1.7 million over that 3 years, which is a lot of money for a 17-year-old kid. I think even at the end of that, he'll be 20. I'd be saying sign the deal. Sign the deal with the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Even if Wayne Bennett does vacate the premises, Demetrio, by all accounts, is a nurturing type of coach. You've got a fantastic back line to work with. You've got Cody Walker. You've got Adam Reynolds. You've got Jimmy Jett coming back. You've got Latrell. Yeah, I mean, come on. What other back line would you want to work with if you're a young... What Wayne Bennett said then about the door's closed, but it's not locked. Well, let's hope that Joseph's manager sees sense and makes him sign that dotted line, because I think South Sydney at the moment is the best option for this young kid.
Mad Dog, do you think, I mean, look, the manager's probably thinking he's doing the right thing by the kid by asking for these clauses to be inserted and asking for a bigger deal than what is currently on the table. But do you think this is a case where a manager doing the kid a disservice?
I think, yeah, it happens all the time in the game. Unfortunately, managers can get carried away. And obviously there's people in your ear all the time telling you that they can get more money or you should be on this amount of money. And the reality is managers then get nervous and jump at shadows themselves and try and go and outsmart everyone and end up outsmarting themselves. Like I said, your character, your reputation, particularly when you're starting out in this game, are very important. You know, you don't want to be seen as a player that's hard to manage or hard to handle and is going to ask for all these things, you know, and change, you know, his mind at the drop of a hat. So showing some, you know, long-term commitment to the club and not wanting to put a get out of clause in there really just shows not really, I would say, loyalty, for want of a better word. The club want you to stay there. If they're going to help nurture this potential, like MG said, they're paying a lot of money for this potential. They want to see you pack up and then leave because you've got to get out of jail clause if it suits you. So, yeah, I think his manager's not helping. As I said, I'd be happy for him just to take the 3 years and then back himself from there.
I agree. And I think the kid's not doing himself any justice by being this type of person or player that hasn't even played a game of rugby league and wants so many demands. Wouldn't you just say, look, I'm so grateful to be given an opportunity to play with one of the most famous clubs in the world in South Sydney with such a fantastic array of talent that I'm just going to bide my time and hopefully make first grade. And in the meantime, guess what? I'm on about 550 grand a year.
Mad Dog McDougal, the host of the Health Hacker podcast. Go and grab it. It's at podcast1australia.com.au or wherever you listen to your podcast. Mad Dog, always a pleasure. We'll speak to you next week. Make sure you keep that head covered up in this sun.
Oh, I've got the sunscreen on, don't worry, boys.
All right, MG, we're done for your Wednesday. We got to go tomorrow, though. Round 19 kicks off. South taking on the Dogs. Women in League round. Cannot wait for this one.
One of the most important rounds on the calendar, if not the most important. As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.